Facts and cap. We back, baby. Episode 21.
Episode motherfucking 21.
We are back, baby. Hey, we got a lot to talk about, man. I missed y'all last week, man. Everybody was asking us. I appreciate, you know what I'm saying, all the love, all the views. The views is going up. We make, you know what I'm saying?
Keep them coming.
Yeah, man.
Hey, we need more subscribers. Subscribe.
Yeah, listen to some subscribers. Like, what's happening? I told y'all, stop all that ghost watching, man. Subscribe. Post us up.
Appreciate the feedback, man.
Tell a friend
man.
To tell a motherfucking friend. So, man, we about to go. This one right here, this might be a long-turning topic, y'all, because it's been a long 2 weeks, and last week was long enough for 3 episodes. So, RIP to King Von first. You know what I'm saying? Prayers to his family. Tragic, man. This man was making a social media run. I noticed like he did some shit with academics. He did shit with Gilly and all them. Salute to all them platforms. And his energy was just good. You could just tell he was happy with life. It was a weekend. Just dropped his album. And, you know, we wake up to, boom, King Von was shot last night. And he's in surgery. And, of course, that ended up leading to he's dead, you know. We get footage, which I think APD, it seemed like Atlanta police probably leaked it because they were saying that the police shot Von. But it comes out that an associate of Quando Rondo, Lil Tim, he shot him in a scuffle, a melee, and they shot the shooter, off-duty cop that was working the nightclub, shot the shooter, and somehow the other two of Von's friends got in the shootout. They said two died, but from what I heard, one of them was just in a coma, and he actually survived.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, that's what I heard. So, but they keep saying two of them, you know, no offense to him, but King Von was probably the biggest highlight name. So,
yeah,
you know, they're not really fact-checking that shit.
From Chicago, yeah. Bubbling. People didn't really know him yet, but he was starting to bubble up.
Yeah, Lil Durk worked on him. He came from the ground up. We watched his growth, you know what I'm saying, over the last year. You know, this man just got out of jail not too long ago, out of prison, you know what I'm saying. So, let's get to the footage. Well, let's get to the manager story, because the manager also got shot. He survived. This is, we're talking about King Von's manager, and he tells the story. And the way that he explains it is they were at Opium Nightclub down here, downtown Atlanta. They were celebrating. Von, a couple of his homies just got signed. And Von had his album released. So, you know, they good. Sounded to me like he was saying, like, bro wasn't sober. I didn't know that he had problems with Quando Rondo, whatnot, whatever. They supposed to go back after the club to the Airbnb or to the hotel or whatever.
Quando Rondo is the rapper.
He's a rapper from Savannah, Georgia. He a Crip.
He got like a popular song. He got like a popular song.
His biggest song is the feature that he's on when Youngboy and Kevin Gates put out a feature. And it's like, who they say I am. But he all listened to his mixtapes before, like, He got talent. He actually sounded, you could tell, you heavily influenced from Rich Homie Quan.
I don't know. So we gonna come back. Did you see Kevin Gates going in on Youngboy?
I seen Kevin Gates drunk or some shit. All
right, we'll come back.
Then. We'll get back more detail. My man, I just didn't want
to
forget.
I ain't got nothing to talk to. But okay, so look, so basically, fast forward. There was all a miscommunication happened because King Von ended up going to a hookah lounge. So they had to double back and meet back up with him. They said he was just sitting in the car for 30-40 minutes. And I guess, you know, they like to move right. So they was casing out the scene, casing out the club, you know what I'm saying? And I guess they peeped Quando sleep in a car. So when they came back and told King Von, because they have whatever underlying issue, and the manager said he was kind of always on some, like, it's on site when I see him. He got up and went looking for him, I guess. He found him. The first angle we seen that came out, we just see him punching him, and it's a whole bunch of niggas. And then we see Lil Timmy come from behind a white car and shoot Von, right? They show the second angle, and you can see King Von get out the car, and it's like 30 niggas behind him. And they're all kind of, he's beating on Quando, but they're all approaching. Timmy comes, shoots him. According to the manager, They didn't know that Timmy was with Quando. So long story short, he ends up, you know, deceased. What's y'all thoughts on it?
Interesting, man. It's tough. Like, initially, when I first heard it, we all saw that first angle. I was like, damn, man, niggas can't scrap. You gotta shoot.
I think we all was kind
of. You seen it from a different point of view. It's kind of like you seen your man getting bum rushed by niggas. Because it's not just King Von might be the one putting the pause, but his niggas is right there. Like,
niggas damn, just swinging. From a nap, too. He probably didn't even know.
So he don't even like. So at that point, it's kind of like.
You gotta be fucked up.
Is it you like.
Wake up and then get hit.
Because, like, if a nigga asked me hypothetically, if I'm with my homie and somebody running up on him, and I got a tool on me, am I going to sit there trying to fight multiple niggas or I'm going to shoot?
See, the difference between me, like, if you get jumped, like, say it's like five niggas, I might just jump in and take that ass whooping. But if I'm seeing 30 like that, I think about shooting in the air, but then you don't know who returning fire. You might have to lay somebody down.
Long and hard thinking about it. Little Tim did what he's supposed to do.
I said, as long as Little Tim, got a clean burner, and he's not on probation or anything, that case is beatable. Like, my thing is, Lil Tim, like, they're gonna, when they go, if they take this to trial, right, this is what the lawyer's gonna do. He's gonna look, they're gonna, and I hate to say it, but they're gonna run King Von's name through mud. They're gonna be like, this is a man,
a delinquent man,
who's beat two murder ones. He's rumored to have more bodies. This is a man who got an assault, had a pending assault attempt in Atlanta for shooting another gang member. You know what I'm saying? In Georgia, stand your ground. You are allowed to protect a third party. My client sees 30 people, along with King Von, beating on his friend. He thought that that was the correct force to use. And it's all about literally telling, you know, convincing that this is the force that was needed for this situation. And so it's going to be, he might have to take it to trial. He might have to sit for a little while. But as long as Little Timmy don't, is it clean, he'll be walking out of that courtroom now.
Before you go, I would say legally, I don't really think like that. I'm not saying that's not his biggest thing. It is his biggest thing, but it's kind of like, like streetwise now, I was like, if you from Chicago, he might be target number one now.
Fact.
There's people that
definitely.
It's you can say what you want about King Von, but you just people that love him.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost us versus them.
Yeah,
and you what side you stand on? Yeah, he has demons, but at the end of the day, he felt like he was an op. Now you really an op.
You talking about Quando?
Quando's
in trouble, yeah.
He's in trouble now because you can't go to Chicago thinking,
Quando's never going to Chicago.
I just fought back. Yeah, you fought back, but.
Like, people, and that's crazy.
Your entourage can get you in on the head there.
That's just crazy.
Now I think of it like that.
That's just how you know that, like, the streets really have no rules, because if the streets really had rules and morals, then they would understand that.
That's
wouldn't even be mad at Quando. That come along with the game.
You take one of mine, we take one of yours. That's the rules.
That's true. But at the same time, I'm looking at Quando. Quando ain't do a goddamn thing but get his ass beat. Like, this man literally woke up from a nap and got beat up, and now niggas want to kill him. Like, they rumored that Dirk bought all the tickets to his show that's in, like, close to Atlanta and all that. And I'm just like, I mean,
fear for your life.
I don't know, man. And then we got
it's like, damn, I just got my ass beat for all that. Like,
yeah. And you know, when niggas die, it's always the baby mamas, the girlfriends. So then Asian doll, you know, we've already been critical up here on her on here. I'm gonna relax. I ain't gonna call her no names and nothing, because she's grieving and she has her right to grieve. And but she was up here, somebody who wasn't there, somebody who had they had already broken up, led to the manager, they weren't even speaking. And she's online talking about, yeah, Von said, like, she's talking as if, like, maybe she talked to him before he went into surgery or something. Like,
how did she get there?
Like, they let me get shot. They weren't there for me. My homeboys weren't there for me, blah, 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 blah. Like, you know, she's doing the typical girl, ex-girlfriend shit when something a nigga die.
She got the scoop.
And basically the manager is like, yeah, I talked to her. She basically said it was her what? It was her
spiritual advisor. Her
spiritual reader, spiritual advisor.
That gave her
told her Vaughn's last words.
So take that for as face value.
Listen, man, I respect that you gone, that you got your spiritual side. But what I don't respect, no, because people like to try to talk to the dead, do their spiritual, whatever you believe in, that's fine. But don't go out here feeding narratives. You get what I'm saying? Like that's not called for. Because now you're putting other people at risk and jeopardy.
Put his homies or his family, whoever. If that's not true,
yeah,
put them at there. You seen the video now? Oh, so they just because that was the narrative at first.
Most of them niggas going back to O Block. You know what I'm saying?
That was a narrative at first that they left King Von for dead.
Mm-hmm.
And then, because people were going to be on their head, they stole his money. And now they, like so.
And look at, and my thing is, too, look at the videos, people. If a nigga is just out here shooting guns, who the fuck just going to sit there? Like, they didn't ever really leave his side. Because I probably would have went a little further back than some of the niggas that did. You feel me?
I mean, they was right there beside
him. And then, when the nigga found out it was safe, he came and decked the shit out of fucking Condo Rondo. Don't even touch my nigga no more. Like, they on Condo trying to help. Trying to even help. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean,
He knew what was going on.
Yeah.
He knew.
He was like, yo.
He was the first person to know. I had nothing to do with this.
Y'all to provoke little Timmy, boy. Little Timmy, a little firecracker, man.
Little Timmy the shooter.
Yeah.
So, T.I.
What was it? Shut the fuck up. Was the Latin name of the last episode? T.I. didn't listen.
So, T.I. Couple days later.
You know what? Just because it's the last episode, I really thought we talked about this already because we told T.I. to shut the fuck up.
No, you know, T.I. has been probably 17 something. Out of 21 episodes.
You know, he's going to say something else. Probably by the time y'all hear, he's going to say something else.
And T.I. basically
I think he's done now.
Yeah, Atlanta's a black and a progressive city. Basically, kind of like we trying to move forward. Y'all kill yourself in y'all own city. Thanks, management.
You want?
Go ahead, say it.
I don't understand why he's confused about the backlash. That's my biggest thing.
Yeah.
I don't understand why he's confused. He's saying I wasn't talking about Devon.
You talk about Vaughn.
Like what?
2 days later?
Come on, my nigga.
2 days later? A day and a half? Really? A day?
I get
and
the
half
message. Who like? It's
insensitive.
It's insensitive. That's all I'd say about that.
That's really all I got.
Because we had a debate about it, and I think what I was trying to say was, like, I'm not mad at the messaging. I'm mad at just the insensitivity. The timing is wrong. Like, just the complete disrespect like that. Now, as far as the message, I'm not mad at the message because the only reason I'm not mad at the message is I get what T.I. trying to do. Like, when we was on the group message, A-Rod, who was on the last episode, check us out, episode 20, shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
A-Rod was saying, like, yo, you know, like, it's different in different cities. Like, in L.A., you know, they go by a structure. You know what I'm saying? Atlanta don't have a structure. So that's why they out here wilding out. And I think that was him trying to be the big OG, trying to be, like, the big U's. Yeah, the WAC 100s, like, trying to be that big dog. He just went about it all the way wrong for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was just terrible. It was all the way wrong. You was wrong. You was wrong for instead of, like, trying to say that you weren't talking about King Von. We ain't stupid. Don't piss on me and tell me it's raining. You feel me? Like, nigga, you did that shit. You stand on what you said.
You did that shit.
Oh, T.I., what he says, I stand on what I said. That was his favorite line. Nigga, stand on what you said now. Let's not do that.
My question to that is, do you think, if not T.I., anybody in Atlanta, any hip hop can turn that into like some structure shit like L.A.? Or is just the history and it's too,
you know what?
It's too,
I think it's too late.
It's too late.
I think there are some of the OGs, like some out there. Like, I think Big Bank is an OG that a lot of people respect, that you could talk to and shit like that. But as far as just, see, the reason why L.A. structure is like that because of the gangbanging.
Yeah.
And just how heavily cemented it is. And Atlanta is not like that. Atlanta doesn't come from that. Like, even though there's gangbanging here, this is kind of like the first generation of real, like, gang banging. Like, they're like, gang bangers was always weird when they was in Georgia. You know what I'm saying?
But even now, is it really like? It's not that prevalent.
Yeah.
It's not like the forefront. There's gangs here, but it's not. Exactly. It's not like if you go to Chicago, the BDZ. It's not.
Yeah.
Atlanta is not like that. Yeah, I think it's more cliques, if anything. Yeah. So
it's just like I don't know, man. I think that if we do put in that kind of structure, like a LA or somewhere else, I think that would ruin the music industry, because LA, they was kind of like low for a long time because of like Suge Knight and all that shit he was doing.
Yeah.
So I feel like that shit would ruin what we got going on here in LA.
It might.
Yeah, like if niggas
streamline everything to one, but
if everybody got to start coming in here, checking in, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I got to go check in with PDE and Slaughter Gang, or I got to go check in with OPF, or I'm going to be over here on the north, let me check in with, you know what I mean? Like, it's a courtesy to check in. We appreciate that. We're going to hold you down, but it ain't, like, mandatory. That's not what we do around here, you know what I'm saying?
Stick around. It's too big to check in. Yeah. I don't think anybody checks in Atlanta.
Yeah, I mean, L.A. bigger, but like you said, it's an infrastructure, that game. Infrastructure.
I think it's just for
50 years of game.
It's probably somebody like, look, niggas is dying.
Yeah.
Like, if it ain't no personal beef, you can't just be out there doing crime.
There's more options in Atlanta, too, to be successful as a black person. So a lot of people, like, niggas don't have to stick to what they got to stick to in other places like Chicago and everything, like... You know,
so make sure y'all check in, paid and drive, man. That's all I
say. 63rd.
I'm done, man.
A couple days later, I don't know if y'all used to listen to him. I had just got into this artist. I really loved his interviews more than his music, even though I still loved his music. He got a song called Broken Love that I fucked with. Mo3, a rapper out of Dallas, Texas. One of the biggest rappers coming out of Texas. He's another one, kind of like a King Von, who... He's affiliated. He got a lot of beef in the city, he's beefing with other rappers in his city. And Dallas is a city that's not really on. And he's fucking people in a dangerous part of town. He's from North Dallas. He has beef in Oak Cliff, which is kind of like the south side of Dallas, from what I know. And he was another one that was, you know, kind of like the energy is entertaining, but it's also like, you really out here in the streets. This is gonna happen. Like, so he had videos of him laughing at ops. He got songs where he's alluding to him shooting certain people, certain rappers in the city. And allegedly, he was in Oak Cliff with a woman companion, and I guess he spent the night. Twitter investigators love to say that he was set up. I hate that, because even TMZ said that he got set up by a woman. So when I opened it up and I looked, I didn't see how they came with that point.
So you got caught.
You're in Oak Cliff.
See that car out there?
From what I heard, it was like a blogger in Dallas. They said that basically the girl, her baby daddy, is cool with one of the rappers that he's beefing with.
Like, oh, you want to smash my baby on?
Yeah. So there we go with that. I don't know if that's true.
That's the pathway. But it's
definitely, that's how
multiple
easy.
Multiple pathways, how easy it was.
He shouldn't have been spending the night in Oak Cliff, for one, knowing that's where your beef at. And he's had beef with Trap Boy Freddy and Yella Beezy for years. This is like, and they're old pals, you know what I'm saying? But
said old pals.
Old pals. But yeah, it's turning some. So anyway,
that's why everybody been the worst.
He was leaving. He spotted them when he got by a gas station. A chase took on in the cars.
Traffic must have
been. He got in an accident, and allegedly, from what I heard, they shot out his tire.
Oh, okay. And
he couldn't drive. And somebody said he had the pistol, because he's a convicted felon. He had his pistol in the stash. So, you know, when you got turn the light, hit the, you know what I mean? He had time. He got out, started running. They got out of that, shot him in the head in the middle of the interstate at like around 11 o'clock.
That's the worst shit I've heard.
Yeah.
That's just some you see, that's some 80s LA shit. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. And so then.
I don't think no rapper went out that bad. Like, you're really literally running for your life.
Yeah, that's some Grand Theft Auto shit right there. Like, literally some Grand Theft Auto
shit. That shit was sad as fuck, bro.
And they, yeah, so
Then people, like, I need people to stop putting shit on the internet. Like, I don't want to see this nigga, they're trying to do CPR and bring him back on the side of the interstate.
And he's Boosie's artist. And his favorite rapper was Boosie.
Segway
into Boosie going to the memorial. And me personally, I felt like Boosie was there a day too long. And that he was there on that Friday or whatever. He was there. And then the next day he was there. And something happened in Dallas. And he got shot in the leg. So now your artist is dead and you're shot.
It got me two thoughts, man. First, anybody can get touched. It's not like you don't have to be the toughest guy in the world and get shot anywhere. Yeah. Anybody can take a gun and get shot. Right. Second, if you're going to be a rapper, it's going to be a fake rapper. Well, you're not going to get on being from the suburbs and talk about being from the hood and get famous than actually being in the hood, rapping about real ops and getting real beef. Like, that's not smart.
Yeah. I mean,
I'd rather just be a fake somebody. Oh, you ain't from. Yeah, I'm not. I'm paid. I'm not really. I don't have real problems with nobody because I'm not from there.
Yeah.
I just got people mad at me. I got haters, but I don't have actual, like,
people on the key. And that's why, though.
See, I mean, Boosie came out right behind and said the same words you said. Being a rapper is the most dangerous thing.
And people took that wrong when I put that out there, but I just thought that common sense would tell people I'm speaking on, like, to that demographic, like the rappers who come from the street. The rapper, yes, we know that being a street nigga is the reason why why it's making your life at danger.
But it makes it even more. But you rapping about
when you're a rapper, like, think about if I'm just a street nigga and I'm from whatever block. You got to worry about your block. You got to worry about this vicinity. When I'm a rapper and I'm gang affiliated, I'm this and I'm that. You got to worry about the cops. Everywhere you go to, people are trying to get you. People are trying to rob you. Like, every aspect, every angle, everybody's on your ass. Women setting you up. You don't know. You don't know. So that's why I say being a rapper is more dangerous than even just being a street nigga.
Might be. I think people take it as, I'd rather be a street nigga than a rapper. It's like, no, it's pros and cons. Mm-hmm. Your pros get up. You get more money, you get more fame, you get more things, but so do your cons. You get more enemies.
Look at all the millionaire rappers and look at the shit they done been through.
But see,
we watched the Migos get big. Look at the shit they had to go through just to get to where they at now.
You forget.
They've been shot at in Miami. They, you know, the shit in Memphis. Like, yeah, they went through hella shit, bro.
Beef with Chicago.
You got to beef with your local nigga. We seen it. Local niggas that you was beefing with want to beef with you even harder to get their own shit up.
Niggas killed off that shit. Yeah. So.
But see, when you a street rapper, you got one or two ways. You either going to continue being a street rapper or you going to be considered Hollywood because you, like, how they trying to talk about Jeezy. For Jeezy doing the verses and sitting down with Gucci, or they talking about Meek Mill.
It's a lose-lose.
And that's why. And that's why when you're a rapper,
you're right,
you gotta just stop listening to that type of shit. That's why.
That's a good ass point.
Because
like Jeezy and Meek Mill, people be like, "Oh, you see my back, Justin." He's like, "You be like, oh, you sitting there." If you're a hypocrite, you trying to tell someone to tell the truth. Like, I'm trying to live now. Yeah. I made it. Like, you want me to keep beat? I'm going to end up dead.
And that's why
real niggas is deader in jail.
That's why I think now in this day and age, bro, if I just got to deal with the fans telling me, like, oh, I went Hollywood, I'll deal with that.
Just know those are the ones that probably ain't buying your shit. They just, they bootletting your shit. They make it a couple streams.
These folks watch 6ix9ine. Risk his life every week just to not even buy this nigga album. Like, why would y'all ever listen to the fans? You know what I mean?
Been quiet ever since.
Yeah. So, you know, then even the famous dentist in Dallas, he do the veneers and shit. I forgot his name. He got shot. I'm like, bro, what's going on in Texas? Then Benny the Butcher got shot at Houston in the Walmart parking lot. Did you see that?
They said he didn't give up his jewelry fast enough.
Yeah,
and it was just a robbery attempt.
Yeah, they blocked him in. He was sitting in the car with a couple people waiting on somebody to come out. They cut his car off like some movie shit. They trying to rob him. He, I guess he wasn't taking it off fast enough. They shot him in the leg. It caused melee, and they had to dip.
So I seen him. Jury though, didn't he?
Yeah, he still had his jewelry on. I seen him on crutches with his jewelry on. Boy, niggas be dying over this jewelry. Like, what do y'all... Like, not even the rappers. I'm talking about the people that's robbing them. Like, what do you really think you're going to get besides clout off of this jewelry? You know what I'm saying? Like...
I don't get it, man. It's been tough in the rap world, man. Even like the non-violent shit that's going on. Like I seen Meek Mill, real positive message, idea. He said he wanted to, you know, start signing some of the biggest artists in Philly. That way he could try to, you know, get some kind of unity going on in Philly because he's looking at all these other rappers dying. He's like, man, I want to get some unity. What these niggas do in return? Shut the fuck up, nigga. You banned from North Philly, nigga. Did you see that?
I heard, but who banned them?
These like, young niggas.
Some young wow. niggas, bro. Some young niggas. I don't.
But I got Philly. I have a couple partners who from Philly. I've been a fan of Philly like battle rap scene. Yeah. It's different.
Yeah, Philly's crazy.
Philly different. Yeah. Like it was one of them cities that just they don't
listen when they won a Super Bowl. I watched the nigga propose to his girl with a 40-ounce in his hand. That's all I needed to see.
Not even like divine. They kill each other.
Yeah.
There's no real unity in Philly. There's no real.
It's the real like trenches.
It's just the trenches out there. So it's not like.
Like they was mad because he be hanging on like Meek Mill got a lot of ties to Southfield. But I think that's like where his cousin's from and all that. So it's like I mean, you know, he be on both. He would fuck with both. And they was calling him an op ass nigga. Like, are you from North Philly? You from South Philly? You can't come back to North Philly. Like, this is a response because this nigga said, yo, I'm trying to give niggas opportunities.
He said, stop the violence. Let's look.
That was the craziest shit I've ever fucking heard.
Okay, hey, either you going to be a street nigga and take that chance.
I'm not saying Atlanta, like, I'm not going to say that. But it's just different. I don't like.
See, Atlanta is a sneaky city, so. You can come here and have fun. You can come here and get successful. You can do whatever you want. But you also can go to Lenox and get killed.
Right.
You can also be
You just in the never
street.
Know.
Yeah, you can also be in the street and get killed. And Atlanta. Like Atlanta is still
it's like a dice.
Yeah. It's still a major city. It's more dangerous than Corona than it is right now. I seen like the other day they up to like 118 murders for the year and they had 99 all last year. So yeah.
I guess it's just more different because there's no fun. Like you don't go to Philly like
you to have fun.
It's just that
unless you're going to Made in America.
You know what I'm saying? I guess it's more so like that. It's like Atlanta is just more opportunities to do other stuff. Yeah. Stay away from it.
Yeah, like you can stay out of the streets for the most part. I'm not going to judge everybody like, but you can find a way out of the streets in Atlanta. And some other places, it's no hope. You know, like yeah, that's just the sentiment that the people have.
That's something they're going to keep trying to come to Atlanta.
Yeah.
So that's probably why they come
the other day. Lil Wayne got indicted. They indicted Wayne for another gun case.
That right there explain it. That's why he hit up Trump, man. That's all.
Did you see Vlad TV's theory?
Mm-mm.
His theory was he said how some artists back in the day endorsed the president and because he had a big tax issue and they pardoned the tax issue for him. So his thing was he felt like he said he feels like Lil Wayne he knew that this was coming and he went to President Trump and said I'll endorse you if you can pardon me.
I bet you that pardon is coming.
So well, that's a good theory. We'll see. You know,
my bad, Wayne.
But they said he had a gold plated pistol in his bag. You know, that happened earlier this year or last year.
December.
Yeah.
I just don't understand for somebody who's already been to jail and you
for the same thing
for in New York for the case, as much money as he has, you can't just hire.
I get it, but you also see the same shit that we were just talking about.
But why is that in your luggage? Why is that not even in somebody else's luggage? Why?
I mean, they was on the PJ. It might have just been him on there and one other person.
Like, you know what? That's why I be feeling like Lil Wayne ain't got enough people to where he can call somebody and they can hold him down and bring that nigga gun while he in their city and then leave it with them.
Miami. How many times this nigga may have been shot at or some shit going on?
He's been shot. I mean, listen.
And it's like you may want, like.
I get it, but once you get to the PJ, you don't need the gun. That's what I'm saying.
But with the PJ,
gotta
land.
What?
Call somebody.
Somebody
figure out that plane. Call somebody.
You gotta start.
I just think money. Like when you get right. Like, I'm not saying what he's doing. I'm not giving him an excuse, but like you may at some type. Like, if you've been shot at multiple times. You're gonna start like.
I think we all understand that. I think we all understand that. But you've also had that paranoia of going to jail because you've been there.
My question to you is that the solution to keep it on you, or your paranoia should be make sure I got armed security with me?
Yeah.
Everywhere I go, I ain't going if I ain't got my armed security.
For real. How about it's not that? Like Lil Wayne's out and about all the time. Lil Wayne stays in his fucking house and skateboards on the roof all day.
But I mean, maybe he had that gun played it. And he going to California. He got a house out there. That's where he's going to be. Wayne. That's for the house.
Well, Wayne, you got to
be. He should have moved. Sorry, Wayne. I'm saying it could have been.
There's no way. Listen, I get you saying, but there's no excuse for a gun being in your luggage. The fact that there's a gold-plated gun in your luggage lets me know that you probably just love the way this fucking gun looks. This is my favorite gun. I'm packing it. I'm going on a PJ. I ain't got to go through detectors and shit like that. And you got caught up. Because there's no reason. Like, it's not like you just had a regular burner. Like, these niggas are talking about a gold-plated burner. Like, you know niggas love a nice-looking gun. You feel me? That's just all that sounds like to me. There's no reason that should even be in your luggage.
He don't do serious. He might. He's facing.
I mean, he got it. It's Fed time. So, most likely, you're getting you only pleading out. Your lawyer going to put in some work for you. You're going to plea on. You're going to go to jail. You already a convicted felon, too, about that.
I mean, you can't with that right there, it's just funny that the drugs, they not giving him the charges for the drugs.
Yeah, they don't fuck about no drugs unless you sell it like you selling them, distributing them.
Nah, they said it was a good amount of drugs on there, too. So...
Well, I guess even that is not something that
somebody's gonna take.
A fed case going is yeah. Guns.
That's just like an ATF
intent to sell.
Yeah,
more so than just personal shit.
Because they know at least that drug thing probably gonna get thrown out in a plea deal. It's probably gonna, they just want to get him for that gun. Just
get something that gonna stick.
Yeah,
you know, he ain't gonna do a day for that shit.
I mean, the only way I can see him not doing today is if Trump hardened him. You can't have that and then still in this Fed time where you do 99 conviction rate.
99%.
Even if he do 6 months, he's gonna do some time. I can't see it. So
speaking about Trump, I don't know if this is that way. How y'all feel about this election?
Or shout out to Georgia.
You turn blue?
Yeah, we blue. Shout out to that, man.
They sat here and recounted everything. That nigga still blue.
I'm kind of disappointed in Trump. Because I'm like, boy, nigga looks so confident and always like got some shit to say. Like, just the way that he'd be in a sore loser. I'm like, nigga.
Nigga, no. This is exactly how I expected him to
act. I ain't expecting that right there. I thought he would have just been talking shit, more shit. But he just seemed like he's like... in denial about
cheap,
the situation.
Cheap.
Yeah.
The thing about it is like his demographic, man. They believe it.
They was all at the doors and shit trying to, and one city they saying stop the count, the other one they saying keep counting. Like these
so, like he powerful enough now. I don't even think he cares about the president or the Republican Party, right? Like
you know this cult following.
This cult following.
He gonna say he gonna be bigger.
He gonna be like and then he ain't got to follow no more rules after that. Right. He might start his own network.
I think he's scared he's going to jail. As soon as they take him out of office, they need to put him in handcuffs.
But you know, he can pardon himself. Or he can get Pence. He can get Pence to pardon him.
How?
Before he leave.
No, that's why I don't think they're going to do it. That's going to do after.
January 21st. Nigga black, here goes, sir.
They got that nigga February on Valentine's
Day. Nah, they ain't even.
No, I'm saying.
No, they can't give him a chance to leave the state.
He can, like let's say it's December 5th. He be like, I'm stepping down for president. Pence is going to take over president for the last month. And Pence can pardon him. But it's happened before.
But can you pardon someone that's not there yet? A charge that's not there? That's what I'm saying. Like, they're going to wait until everybody's out of office, till all y'all motherfuckers get out of office, and then hit you with them charges.
If you admit to it, I don't think you can go back.
But you can get hit with them charges. They can charge you.
That's what I heard he might do. That's what they're talking about on CNN. So,
I mean, we'll see. I'm pretty sure he's running through options. We can definitely say that. Did y'all see, before we get into some more happier subjects, did y'all see that they vandalized Nipsey Hussle's whole plaza?
Watch out.
I don't know what that's about, but
watch out. Hey, that right there, that sound like kids, bro. These young niggas, that ain't...
When you say kids, what do you mean?
I mean, like, that's like your little 18, 22-year-old disrespectful.
Gang banging politics shit.
Nah, this just sound like some disrespectful niggas that just like, oh, I don't give a fuck about shit. Like, maybe it's a set that was beefing with them.
That's what I'm saying. It sound like some gang banging shit. Man.
But, like, the old heads wouldn't even, like, if the old heads found out who did it, like, the OGs of this shit, they got to violate them.
That's why.
They got to.
That don't really make sense as far as structure, like, because... From what I understand, it's not even just like straight up in LA, like, if you're a blood, if you're a crip, it's almost like you could be, any set could be beef with any set. It's just, my neighborhood is almost at this point. But it's like, why would you put that, so like you said, why would you risk having your OGs? They know what's going to come from that. You're going to have the whole city mad at you, so it might just be random.
Because they OGs going to have to,
you think somebody's
gonna have to talk to somebody
go,
for that.
You think somebody randomly willing to go into the heart? Like they live in the heart. They live in the biggest gang territory in LA. Like, you think somebody willing to go there and just be, fuck it, let's just break the windows.
You're right, it might just be the ops then.
That's what I think is some ops, man.
Like, fuck it.
I don't think
no more.
Yeah, I don't.
It could be something else that happened.
Yeah.
Like, all right. That was last year. Fuck that.
That's the biggest trigger though, right there. Right,
yeah,
now
we finna. Yeah.
Hey, if the murder rate spike a little bit.
You know what? That makes sense. That shit could have brought unity 2 years, a year ago.
Violate.
A year later, something happened.
Niggas gotta get
so
violated.
Like, now we splitting. So this is really y'all section. What is it? Rolling 60?
Yeah.
So you Pyru or whatever. You be like, nah, we
ain't beef with other crips.
I don't know who 60s all beef with, but I don't think they beef with Pyru.
That was just. They beef. You're right, but they. Well, niggas, from what I understand, is this. You could be cool with Pyro. It might be beefing with
other. I get what you're trying to say.
Yeah. Anyway, man, let's get to something a little bit more. It's still about murder, but it's interesting. It's going to be fun talking about it.
Oh, sure bet.
Versus Gucci! All
right, can I explain? Can I explain my shirt real quick first? So, you know, when the first Versus came out, you know, it was Jeezy versus T.I.
Can
they
even see your shirt?
You know. So, you know, I put my snowman, I was going to throw the forces on and everything. But then they switched it up on me. So this shit just had to stay on. But Gucci's going to win this shit. I'm just going to throw it out here. I'm going to let y'all know. 14-6.
God damn. You're very incorrect.
14-6.
I don't even care about who you said going to win, but ain't nobody scoring going to be 14-6.
Gucci winning 14-6.
So,
where we watching this at tomorrow?
I remember, shot of course, you talking about pulling up to the crib tomorrow. So, we'll see. But, yeah, they changed it up, man. I guess they must have dropped that bag because Gucci had put up a tweet saying, y'all ain't got to pay me $1 million.
So, you didn't get paid that.
Shit, he probably did.
A million?
Ciroc.
Bro, they got endorsements, bro. They got Ciroc. They got Apple. They might be able to drop that bag.
This do you know the street? If Gucci ever got paid $1 million, I know Fab, I know Jada, I know every nigga that been on there, man.
Hey, views ain't got, not about not what you put. It's about what you negotiate.
Hey, the first nigga don't ever get the money. It's the nigga that come in last to start getting
it. I don't want that shit to get.
Do you know that's probably going to be, okay, so $1 million is the biggest that they did with the Brandy and Monica one. I tend to believe this is going to be bigger than
IG?
Yeah.
I feel like.
I wish they had.
Part of the beauty of the Versus is how it's not, like, it's not all dolled up. Even though it's better because you can see it, but once you start getting money involved, shit gets.
I mean, they was always getting paid though, for the most part, probably instead of the beginning. But once they start bringing in sponsors and shit, I knew the money was coming in.
You're right.
So yeah. Gucci put it up. He said, "Yo, it's going down Thursday, November 19th.
You seen a little shot
versus the snow cone." And then he was like, "All right." You know, he posted his response. Jeezy did. Gucci put up a meme yesterday. And it said Gucci, when he plays the truth, and it says, go dig your partner up, nigga, bet he can't say shit. And then they had Jeezy, like, jumping over over a table trying to get to somebody.
If, which I don't think he is, but if he played the truth.
Oh, he's playing the truth.
Where does he play that? Where's the best thought? Spot for him to play the truth.
Last five.
I say set that shit off with it. Win with that.
I'll start off round one. This is round one of Gucci Man versus Jeezy. I'm starting off like that.
My question, y'all.
Disrespectful, but it's not all the way there.
That's just the first hit, you know, body
if
shot.
You Jeezy, you do it?
So,
that's my question. If you Jeezy, you do this?
This is.
What makes you want to do this?
Okay, so what I'm thinking is.
This is a theory,
right? Because me personally, I'm not doing it. For me, obviously, I felt like they had to have some kind of talk. A talk has had to happen.
Money talk.
Gucci just dropped the video.
Gucci just dropped the video?
It's live. I don't know if y'all can hear this.
For anybody who's asking me, right, the versus is real. Me and Snow Cone will be in the same room. But this one I want to know, right? Is Fashion the part of the versus? Because I'm going to have that shit on tomorrow. And the button had the same funny ass shirt. And the dumbass head he had on the goddamn album cover. I ain't doing it.
Lucy 15-5. He's winning the promo.
Hey, look, so y'all did y'all see the album cover? Yeah. He was dressed like what they said, Doug Funny Sister. The boy had the little beret on with the black ass tight ass sweater and the gray pants.
Already
the boy looked like he about to go paint some shit for real.
This nigga about to be looking like he looking at the video when he walking through the grocery store with the leggings with the shirt with the shorts on.
Bro, they look crazy on Jeezy. They went on Jeezy ass. Freddie Gibbs.
God.
Freddie Gibbs say he killed your podcast. Jeezy dropped the track yesterday where he dissed 50 Cent. I guess he was just a 50 Cent from when Southwest T got out, BMF hit, and he was saying, like, you need to call him. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was saying, trying to call him out. And then Freddie Gibbs always became him. So I guess he responded. You know, he trying to work that promo out, you know, get their record out, get it. He dropped an album Friday.
Yeah. It was crazy.
He's a smart man.
It was like
the momentum. When T.I. was against Jeezy, it felt like everybody was pulling for Jeezy. It's kind of switched.
Now Jeezy's T.I.
Jeezy's T.I. now. It's kind of like everybody.
He's like, oh, his hits is too commercial.
It's too commercial. It's almost like the straighter you are, the more people going to root for you. Yeah. It's just.
That's why I don't think that he's going to win.
I heard
it's anybody's win, but I just can't. 15-5. Now, the thing, I think Gucci going to have trouble because he has so much music. It's. Like, I know that's what you said about T.I., but, like, T.I., it's a limit to his catalog. Gucci has over 100 bodies of work. That's hard.
But my question to you is, where are they going to take it? Are they going to take it, like, classic? Gucci has so much street hits, anthems, that the average person
making love to the money.
When he plays, that's not even like.
But see, I think that that's person is gonna love when he plays shit like
crazy.
That.
I'm like,
long money,
swing my dough,
bet pass by, everybody looking,
stones in it,
everybody cooking.
Every intermission, like you know when something going,
you play
like,
that,
play first day out, like
a nigga in New York might not know that.
Jeezy got to keep the street. We don't want to hear R.I.P., bro.
Jeezy like to drink.
No,
Jeezy like to smoke.
He got to go there with it. So if Gucci played the Jacob's role, don't play, you know, get Jeezy eyes back. Don't play no R.I.P.
Jeezy got to try to
don't
keep
don't play them big records.
He got to play like Lemonade.
I don't hear Love in the Club.
Well, the difference between Fab and Jeezy, right? We know what Fab is known for. His street records aren't as good as his
ladies'
records. Jeezy has enough street records.
So yeah, hell yeah, he do.
So he can play. I'm saying all ARP, but he can play RP. He can play, but I wouldn't suggest it. He could play something like Soul Survivor.
And then,
you know what I'm saying?
But I'm saying Gucci gonna come out with I Think I Love Him.
Sometimes, bro, you gotta stick with what you got.
I mean, that's a
big. You got radio hit. The beautiful thing about verses is the first 10, you can respond. The next 10, they gonna respond to you.
They so cut this shit down.
But we didn't really answer the question.
Should
Jeezy do this shit? If they beef, it led to one of your partners.
I don't know. We still don't really know what really happened.
If that's what really happened.
I mean, that's what it seems like what happened. But what if, like, his partner, he didn't tell his partner, he just went off on a tangent. To me, yes, he's still responsible for his death because he put a bounty on a record. You feel me?
But is it disrespectful to the dead man family?
That's what I'm saying. So the dead man homies, I don't know.
I think anything they ever would do would be disrespectful. He ever would do. You think Jeezy probably still in contact with that family? I doubt it.
I would hope so.
Okay, then image.
15 years ago.
Niggas, the way Freddie Gibbs made that statement, how niggas look at you.
Jeezy,
you sitting down.
Jeezy is a different type of guy now. They both different niggas.
Yeah.
What they used to be, you know?
But I need old Gucci to show up tomorrow.
Like, even behind that, though, like, I think there's some seriousness behind Gucci, but it is a joke. Like, I do think it's a joke, and it looks like they kind of plan to shoot jabs at each other.
I mean, Gucci ain't got no reason purposely to be mad. He handled the beef.
Man, Gucci got a reason to be mad. Like, you said some things to kill me.
Yeah, and I killed him.
You know, so I got locked up behind it, and that's affected other shit in my life. I couldn't make money in other places. I couldn't do certain things.
I get that, like, but I'm just saying, but at the end of the day, if you look at it from the street side, Gucci won.
Yeah, I mean, we all know that. What I'm saying is, so I just, think that now, he has a reason.
Jeezy had more of a reason to be mad. Like, nigga, you're down in this battle. If we're talking about from the street,
man. Let's be honest with you. I don't know what the real issue was. I don't know what happened. It's, I really don't give 16. A fuck. I'm here to watch this shit.
Let's get to the shits. 15-5.
Nah, I'm lying. 12-8.
Justin.
12-8. Gucci.
I think that.
I take it back. 13-7.
I think that. Overall, like, to the general consensus, I think that they're gonna say Jeezy.
Yep,
but Atlanta.
But I think, as far as, yeah, this Atlanta business, yeah, I think that Gucci. It's either 11-9 or 10-10 for me. I'm gonna keep score.
Nah, what I say is, I don't even think it's like.
I got Gucci.
It's not Atlanta. It's the real South, like
Columbus.
It's gonna be, yeah, all of that. Jeezy's not Jeezy gonna he gonna take the North. He gonna take you know, New York.
After that. Yeah.
But after that, that's where it's gonna be like.
Yeah, I don't wanna hear nobody from South, New York that ain't never spent no time in Georgia trying to tell me who won.
And that's gonna,
like I said, I listen, gonna happen. I heard it's other people.
Gonna, say, I think the general consensus, Jeezy's gonna win.
But I don't even think, because I think the West Coast Jeezy's gonna win the West Coast.
Like, I think Jeezy's winning everywhere, but the South, who's familiar, if they
I mean, no, I said that wrong. Gucci gonna win Cali.
That shit gonna look like electrical college.
I think they fuck with him, like, on some hood shit like that.
That shit gonna look like the presidential election.
No.
Jeezy gonna get out the blue states.
But I heard that shit earlier. I was wrong.
Yeah, so, I mean.
All country states in the middle America go for Gucci.
Yeah, heard a nigga say he gonna win. Gucci gonna win the electoral college.
You see, they asked 50 Cent about the game, and he said that he's
going for a
50 Cent game versus.
Can't wait.
See, when I first, I got excited because I used to see them. You know, it's gonna be entertaining. They're gonna be talking back and forth. Outside of them, like, talking shit to each other musically, though, he's gonna beat them.
Shit,
because the game, a couple of his records got 50 on them.
Yeah, he says
his.
He said, "That's what he said."
No, you can't play that.
But he said, "I'm down with him as long as he don't play songs with my voice on them." That's what he fine. Said.
Game still
that's
wins.
Definitely a L.
That's a game L. Still wins.
She still wins.
50 doesn't have 20 songs that can beat 20 a game, and I'm a huge 50 fan.
I think, but he can beat T.I. That makes sense to me.
But we're talking about one topic at a time. We're talking about
game. Not enough songs to be game, and you can't play three of game's biggest hits?
If we're talking about 20 songs, first off,
it's getting smoked.
I will.
He's getting smoked.
You're lying. You really don't believe that.
12-8, 13-7, 5.
I'm not saying
like, it's a doing research. Out. This is on top of my head. I'm
12-8.
It's going to be 12-8.
12-8
game.
Fuck out of here, nigga. Your score's been off today.
How many hits from game got you think that's going to work?
First off, game got.
All right.
I hope they do this shit. So I can,
after this, we're gonna just look.
We can do it. I can do it. That's somebody I listen to.
I just hear these records without, you know,
I'm saying, so what album?
What's your favorite 50 Cent song?
My favorite?
Yeah, I know this is kind of just random, but I was just wondering, because the other day I was listening to Hustle's Ambition, and I was like, damn, this is my favorite 50 Cent song. That shit is just so hard.
Mini Man.
I think Mini Man is probably the most popular one. That's like my second one. But Hustle's Ambition, that shit just got something to it. Like, that shit just make me goddamn turn up.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. It's one of them.
Dumb player.
Certified lover boy.
I don't know. I have to look at.
Yeah,
something I'll give.
Speaking of that too, before
this
I go back,
sick.
And Gucci and Jeezy is having an after party at Compound after.
Can we go?
So there's a way that they had to talk. You know what I'm saying?
I hope they keep it peaceful.
I hope they bring a message out, like with all the killings we was talking about and the shootings at the beginning of the pod. That's the whole point of this. Like, they talked to Gucci, and Gucci was like, "Hey, man, this is for the bigger cause with everything going on."
I get that. I just find that. If I'm Jeezy, if you keep poking fun at somebody that died, I was cool with it. It's kind of weird.
I mean, but he ain't did it in years.
But he just did it again. He's making memes off that shit. It's kind of, it's not like 50 Cent and T.I.
Somebody else posted that first, and that's, Gucci that's reposted.
A little different. I can get over that, because that's a joke. I can be like, all right, I was just joking. I can't say, all right, I was just joking about killing your partner.
That's why I think that that's Gucci, why. Gucci really thinks that this nigga's a hoe. Like, I can feel it in his chest. Like, he feel like he can say whatever he want to that nigga. He's a bitch. I'm not scared of him.
You see the awkwardness between Brandy and Monica?
Yeah.
At times?
He really thinks that that nigga's a bitch. Let's just be honest.
I don't know, man. To your point about the message DM, they done. Y'all judge it musically, but we made it. We could shake hands and be good.
Yeah.
That might fall sour if Gucci is petty.
Yeah. Whew. We'll see.
Gucci, man. Like, I hope we keep it peaceful.
Yeah, so they got a Tribe versus Outkast one pending.
I bet you won't have as many views.
I bet it have more views.
That'd probably be bigger.
I bet it have more views.
Especially if Andre gonna be there. They're gonna confirm if he's gonna be there or not.
Like,
they can confirm. He might pull a Lauryn Hill, nigga. He might not in this show.
We a little bit younger for the Tribe days, early 90s, mid 90s.
I'm just talking shit.
No, I'm just for the listeners, because there's a lot of people that don't fuck with Tribe. I got a couple of my fiance, fucks with Tribe.
My fiance.
One of my best friends fucks with Tribe, and it's like, they got a staple in hip hop, like that early New York vibe, is huge. And a couple years ago, off Edgewood Sound Table, we went to a Tribe Called Quest versus Outkast party, and they was playing a Tribe song and an Outkast song.
And who was in it?
It was a good battle.
I didn't say I'm
and that was in Atlanta.
Listen, okay, so
and that was in Atlanta.
I'm the last person that can really judge.
Yeah, I don't know.
With all that being said, I'll catch the win.
Yeah, but I'm not too much
it'll be a good fight.
Tribe. I think that it'll be respectable.
Yeah,
but yeah, you know, I mean, that's probably all I got to say on that. Shout out to Cass if they do it.
You gotta remember the audience too.
Come out of the ground with your flute. You know what I'm saying? I'm tired of everybody finding you places, taking pictures, except for me. You know what I'm saying?
Let me ask you a question though. Who's battling Dipset?
G-Unit?
That ain't fair.
For who?
Dipset won that easy.
Dipset being G-Unit easily?
I mean, you have 50.
Dipset overrated to me, bro.
Y'all niggas. Okay. All right.
I think it'll be a good fight.
Dipset cool and all.
But, and I love G-Unit. You have to think. You would have to like the
too high or high. For me,
are we saying Dipset all like
how they can play anything as far as Cam, Jewels, or does it have to be group?
Nah,
it should be group.
If it's group, Dipset's gonna win because G Unit as a group they have a fire-ass album.
It'll be hard to kind of put those parameters because niggas be like, well, we did this, this is featuring Joel, featuring, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know their catalog enough to be like,
I don't give a fuck.
You said Wu-Tang, cameraman.
They way too big.
Wu-Tang to be would battling destroy them on the verses. On the verses. Yeah,
that's not even fair.
It, on the
they shouldn't even, it's different.
That's the era shit. That's the Chris Brown versus Usher shit, in my opinion. Not that Dipset is Chris Brown. The era is like, you don't play Cream against goddamn old boy.
All right, my bad. That's just a random thought.
Going out, like, you have to remember, I had 4 kids, so I never really went out without him. I never did anything. Like, my whole
I'm life, tired of this bitch.
Half of my 30s was, you know, raising kids and taking care of all of Scotty's stuff. Like, I managed his whole life.
Scotty.
I handled all of our investments. I handled all of our stuff. So at this point,
you handled a lot of dicks too.
It's not enough. I don't feel fulfilled.
Yeah. So you were separated when you were seeing Future.
Yeah.
Was that weird? Did Scotty know you were seeing
Future? That's why I call this nigga Scotty. I know that's a nigga name.
Like a respectable relationship. It wasn't on like, you know, like.
All right. This bitch is a bird.
That's Larsa Pittman, y'all. She's in her 40s.
Can she go back to her regular last name?
Larsa Bird Pippen.
Yeah, so Pippen's all saying that like she cheated.
I had to pull some goddamn.
She cheated on Future. I turned
shit. Get my last name back.
She ended up saying how she cheated on Future. She was with, not cheated on Future, she cheated on Scotty. She was with Tristan Thompson. She introduced Tristan Thompson when she was with him on the side.
How you the side, bitch? Get mad at the side,
nigga. Chloe. And Chloe took his man. 2 weeks later. And I don't know why she's saying all this, why she even doing the interview. But Larsa,
she don't have young bird shit.
First of all, you too old to be going through this little midlife crisis, fucking with these young niggas. You married to a nigga. If you ain't want to be with him, don't be with him. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit was a little, that shit was weak to me. You know what I'm saying? She basically tried to do her tell-all. And speaking of other bitches who do tell-alls, we got Young Berg in the building.
Damn. Hitmaker.
They got his, they get a little, he just like a little girl. Like, they gave him a little liquor, and this man started letting loose all the fucking info and shit. You know what I'm saying? So.
I mean, man, he just had a story to tell.
No, that nigga historically has stories to tell. Historically is known for always running his mouth a little too much. So, he got on there talking about, and literally the story was for no reason. Like, I thought it was like a reason the name came up, but it really wasn't. Where he was talking about, I think it was Natari Naughton, Tasha from Power, from 3LW. He was talking about how he smashed her and she had an IUD in her vagina, and that's how he learned about birth control or some crazy shit. So I thought, I was like, okay, that was kind of weird. And then he said a story about walking in the room when he seen Whitney Houston putting on, getting undressed, and Ray J was in the room or some shit. Like, the man was just running his mouth. So, I mean, that's cool with y'all, because I know you took the stance of, what was that shit, with Drake and who was that, SZA? You said, like, that's his life. He said, you know what I'm saying? So, do you think that that Young Bird
is looking
for that?
I don't. Are you asking him or me?
I'm asking you.
I don't really. I think Bird is more of a fuck nigga because he's talking about the bitches that he's fucking and details of fucking. All Drake said is, I dated SZA back in 08.
Yeah.
That's not really, you're just telling who you dated. Like, that's not like, that's not goddamn talking about your who you fucked, how it was and all that shit. You go into details about bitches with IUDs. Duh. I ain't even got no goddamn excuse for that one. I got all the excuses.
Me personally, I don't really hold celebrities to those same standards. It's just it's celebrities. They can talk gossip all they want. Like, it's like,
do they?
A lot of them do.
I think more than them don't spread shit like that than they do.
Me personally, I don't like whole celebrities or a standard of like code of morality. I don't. So him doing that, I'm not like, oh, I'm very, you're lame. He's like, yeah, whatever.
I think lame, obviously, it's not, like I said, don't hold no weight on my life or anything, but I do, when, like, if we were just, if somebody was to ask me how I felt about it, I'm like, yeah, that's some fucking shit right there. Like, I think that's corny, you know what I mean? Like, man, can you hold something down?
Like, hold that down.
But yeah, last topic, NBA offseason, bro. This free agency shit going on. You see the Bucks, you know, they got Jrue Holiday, and they basically put their whole future at risk for Jrue Holiday. Like, they traded basically what New Orleans got for Anthony Davis for Jrue Holiday. They got my boy from Sac. So, what you think about that?
I think Milwaukee's a fool.
You think they're a fool?
I think they're a fool because if you think Jrue Holiday is going to be enough to keep Giannis,
there? But they didn't. It wasn't just Jrue Holiday.
Who else?
They got my man from the Bucks. I forgot his name. It's like
the Kings.
Yeah, the Kings.
Bogdanovich.
Yeah, they got him.
If you think Bogdanovich and Jrue Holiday is gonna be enough to keep him there, me personally, I'm asking him, yo, your deadline to sign the extension is December. If you're not, I'm trading Giannis.
So you think basically making no moves and just keeping the same team? That he's not lost that's not 2-3 years in a row.
That's not enough.
Just give him an extension.
That wasn't enough. If he's not going to sign the extension, they tried. I think they failed.
I think that's great. I think what they did was great.
How is it great?
Because, see, we gotta realize is, man, when you're trying to win, you got to put all your eggs in your basket. We're trying to win now. They're on their lap. They want to keep this man. They have to show that they're willing to do anything to keep this man.
You think that's enough, though? That's what I'm asking you.
I think that it's enough in the East to even get to a finals. Yes.
Yeah, I don't.
You got a two-way player that can get you 20 to 25 points, and he can play your best one through three. Yes.
Drew can't get you 25.
Why he can't?
When has he? He can get you 18 to 20. There's a difference between 20 and 25. I say that to say he's not
averaging. If you ask him to step up his role as a scorer, then you will.
guy.
I think so.
I don't think that's enough. 20. I think he gets you 18 to 20 a game. And he's going to be the same excuse when he gets to the playoffs and they don't show up. And then Giannis is going to leave. And you're going to get stuck with Jrue Holiday as your franchise player in Milwaukee. Whereas they should do the AD trade and keep them draft picks. And you get you a Zion.
Yeah, 21.
Hey, just seasons. Know we doing this game 50 after we get done recording this. That shit.
I hope you got some heat
because I had to goddamn.
Yeah, I think that if you're trying to listen, I think that you got to put your you got to do what you got to do.
I don't think they did enough. That's my biggest point.
Who says they're done? I think right now they got one of the best starting fives in the league.
To me, Giannis looked like one of those niggas that where he's at is where he want to end. He don't look.
I think he wants to stay there, but I also think that if you don't give him the talent, he's leaving. But I think that he has
actually speak louder words.
I'm saying, but I feel like they're trying. They're.
I don't think they try hard enough. He said that's one of
you don't think they try enough. They literally just gave away.
They gave away. What did they get back? Is what I'm talking about.
Jrue Holiday.
Nigga,
why their point, the point guard has been their weak spot when they got there.
It's not too many
the point guard and shooting can. And shooting has been their weak spot. They literally covered both.
You're a superstar.
Who's out there, a superstar point guard? They can get traded to.
They should have got Chris Paul.
They tried to, but he wanted to stay. They said Chris Paul wanted to stay out west.
Nigga, ain't nobody signed up.
He's a free agent. You
can't. Cold, nigga.
Milwaukee's.
And do you really want Chris Paul? Do you want Chris Paul? Because you know he's gonna be injured at some point in the season. And he's an older dude. And you want a fast pace. The reason Chris Paul was able to even stay playing as long as he did this year is because he played some off ball with some younger dudes.
And now he's going to even younger.
And team. Can you afford to pay that? Are you willing to pay, take on that contract? Was he traded or was he? He was traded, right? Are you willing to pay that man $35 million at 34 years old?
For 1 year, why not? You all
two
in,
years.
Right?
He got 2 years left.
What else you going to pay? That's whack ass contract.
I don't want to
be whack ass contracts all over.
I'm not getting no 34-year-old. I'm trying to tell Giannis he the future because then he's going to look at a 34-year-old and be like, well, shit, in 2 years, then what? Like, you got to keep dealing? No, man.
Yes, I'm just not going to be moved by Jrue all day.
Maybe you just got to wait and see it next year and see how it play out.
Harden and Westbrook have both came out and said they wanted trades.
Why are they doing that?
Allegedly wants to be in the same position he was in when KD left. So I'm not sure about that.
Like I said, that new coach that just came in. Westbrook. You know, he said he met with both of them before it happened.
Westbrook said it's not true on Instagram.
Oh, he said that didn't happen.
Stephen A. Smith put a post said they don't want to play with each other more. Westbrook said it's not true.
He said that it's not true that no, I see what you're talking about. He's saying it's not true that there's like a tension between them and that's the reason why they want trades that it's not true. Like, you know what I'm saying? That they don't want to play each other is not true. They both have requested trades.
Officially?
From what I'm hearing, yeah. All
right.
That's from what I heard. I don't know, man. We both could be wrong. I don't know. You never know. Like,
more than likely.
The media will get in here and who they want somebody to, when they want somebody to leave, they'll start creating some narratives. You know what I'm saying? You gotta be a strong person. So they're talking about Harden he wants to go to Brooklyn. Do you think that works?
Yeah, I know. A lot of talent, but I think they already have too many ISO scorers already. But out Harden, you add Harden.
I feel like if you're gonna get Harden, you need to trade Kyrie.
Yeah,
and it just doesn't make sense. You know what I mean? Which, in actuality, they never really wanted Kyrie anyway. They wanted KD, and they came as like a package. So I mean, if you trade him, but then you gotta worry about KD being unhappy. But then again, is he gonna be unhappy because he got his old dude back? You know what I mean? Like, it's too many variables.
It might have been mad.
Harden gonna play at least 72 games.
I'm trading Kyrie.
Yeah, he'd be Harden. I would trade him for Harden.
That'd be a squad.
Yeah, I think the offense probably slow as well. There'd be a lot of ISO shit going on.
Spencer.
Yeah, so I don't know, man. But let's get to that. What's the scenario? So here we go, yo. Here we go, yo. Say what? What's the scenario? Sex, marry, or kill, fellas.
That's what we going straight to?
Yep. Sex, marry, or kill. The girl with the daddy issues, the reformed hoe, or the strong black woman who don't need no nigga. Sex, marry, or kill. The girl with daddy issues. The reformed hoe. Or the strong black woman who don't need
nothing. Hey, you asked the question, bro. Go first.
I'm going to set it off. Sex, marry, or kill. You going to kill that independent woman. You going to marry that reformed hoe. And you going to have sex with the daddy issue.
Correct. He just had mine. That's what I think. I think because the strong black woman, not that like it's like an intimidation for me, but
bitch, you gotta go.
As somebody who gonna, and this is just the stereotype. We're stereotyping, so yes, we're stereotyping the situation. So the strong black woman that don't need no nigga, that don't need no nigga part of something, sound like you're gonna hear constantly. She's gonna operate without, it don't seem like there's gonna be teamwork involved. She sounds like it's gonna be like whole shit over your head if she ever do something for you. I ain't fucking with that. The reformed hoe is the best kind of hoe, or just one of the best women. Cause you got experience, you done with all that, you know what I'm saying? From what I've seen, a lot of reformed hoes, they just take care of their nigga really well and they keep them satisfied.
That's the A lot of them get married.
Yeah, they you know, it sounds like it's a wave. You know what I'm saying? Because all the, they move into Augusta. You know what I'm saying? If you love them. And they go on and have 7 kids. You know what I'm saying? You know?
I mean, I agree almost.
That's my whole too.
And the daddy issues, that just sounds like some
good pussy.
Be holding on to me too much.
Nah, so like, the daddy issues, we going to kill her. She gone.
What?
The independent woman, I'm going to fuck the shit out of her to make her know, look, you need me, but I'm just fucking.
She probably going
to
kick you out if she not fucking you.
That's cool. Because I'm going home to the reformed hoe that I just married.
See, we ain't saying, here we go, here we fucking go.
No, you said marry.
Yeah, but I ain't saying that you're, I didn't say you're necessarily doing this all at the same time. I'm just asking what would be your preference. You're saying,
when I go out,
that's how you're supposed to do it.
When I go out,
that's how the game go. Who you
when
killing?
When I go out, I hit that girl with daddy issues. Bow, she dead.
You gonna fuck the independent girl.
The independent girl. I don't need no nigga. Boom, I'm gonna dig her down.
You wanna dig her down? I'm gonna dig her down.
Fuck her. Alright, boom. And now I'm going home to my home for a hoe. Hey, baby. Hey, you want some head and some eggs? Hell yeah, I'm gonna get these head and eggs. I'm going
to we all like, marrying the same girl, but you fucking that.
I feel like
you taking that challenge.
Yeah, because I think sometimes you just gotta goddamn.
I think the strong independent girl, though. You know, the thing is, though, from like what I've seen. The girl with the strong independent, like, she don't ever have a problem getting a new nigga. It's just she's kind of like emotionally detached to niggas. So like you could go in there thinking like, I'ma dick her down, but you might give a little attitude and she treats you like how you might treat when the girl.
That's why you're only fucking her.
So that's what I'm saying. She might be like, you know what, I'm never fucking with this nigga.
Get the girl with daddy issues,
and that's the end of that.
You might be fucking her and then she start crying. She might start crying while you fucking her.
No, really the girl usually the girl with daddy issues is like on her way to being a hoe. And then she transforms into the reformed hoe. You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
The girls with daddy issues usually are the ones that become hoes. Are we not lying?
From my past, what I've learned, the girls that
have real daddy issues, not just daddy, the one there, they had daddy issues. They really were more of naggers. They were just, they wasn't hoes. They weren't super freaky.
Emotional.
And they just were clingy. So it wasn't like hoes. Like,
them girls, they don't turn fuck everybody. Whores.
No.
They turn to whores.
They're not whores.
They turn to whores.
No, they love. And they love who they love. They would be
and then they get mad. You know what I'm saying? I'm just not getting this love. And they find love through like multiple dicks.
Nigga, they'll kill themselves before they go fuck multiple dicks.
Over one nigga.
Nah, fam.
Sounds a little bit too realistic.
Ain't none of my. I ain't never been with nobody that killed themselves.
I'm saying, that just sounds like you. That sounds
good. I watch Lifetime.
That sounds like Lifetime. For
real. You gotta keep up with them, bro. Y'all don't watch Snap?
You and your old lady have been together for 8 months. One day, You walk in and you overhear her telling her friend.
Sit down like a man, problem.
One day, you overhear her telling her friend that you've never made her climax. Sheesh. Which is weird because she always tells you she's climaxing when y'all have sex. So who is more wrong, you for not knowing or her for faking?
Bitch, you ain't never made me nothing either. That ain't real. It's powder.
I can't stand your ass. What you got?
I'll be mad. Honestly, it's more on her. Because if y'all supposed to be together, you say 8 months, y'all together for 8 months. By this time, the communication part got to be a factor in your relationship. So if you can't have that type of communication and say, look, I need you to move to the left, do something different. Because you just ain't getting me there. Don't lie to me and tell me I'm getting you there.
I'm out of dick.
Move to the left. Change a different angle, do a different position, do something. But if you over here think, the worst thing a girl could do is lie to a nigga that nigga great and that nigga really trash. Because in his head, he going to keep doing what he thinking is great. And you ain't never going to goddamn improve.
Who's more at fault?
So she's at fault. And then you telling your friends? Your friend probably going to tell her.
That's why I just specified the question. Because we all know that she's wrong for telling her friends. So ignore that part.
She's at fault, though. That's part of it, though. She's willing to tell other people.
No, what
I'm saying is, that's how you hearing it, though.
Yeah, but I'm not saying it. That's not what I'm
asking. I addressed that part.
So. Yes, we all know. We all know that she's, if we're going to add that factor in, then undoubtedly she's wrong. The only question I'm asking you
is. So even if she never told you.
Should he have known or should she basically have told him?
Let's say she wrote in her diary, right?
Are you ready?
What I'm saying is, that's another thing. Or whatever, her blog or some dumb shit. It's her because you can't be mad. You're not going to say nothing. You gotta express it, like, hey, yeah, you ain't working. How about we try this? How about we try that? Like he's saying, or it's like, well, you know, my last nigga, he did like this, maybe whatever. However, you need to just tell him because you can't just sit there and expect that nigga to know if you don't know.
Communication is key in every aspect of a relationship.
Yeah, I didn't have to say about that either. That's
it's all about communication.
Yeah, she should have said something. Should have said something because if you're faking the nut, then he's gonna think that okay, this is the way that she get off. She like it when I'm from behind. You know what I mean? So every time, that's what it's gonna be when he know he's trying to get you off. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, that's her fault. Do better. You know?
Do more better. If you do better, you do.
All right, we got one more. You work for a huge tech company. Your boss is the CEO's son. One day you approach your boss with a great idea that you will be that will be very lucrative for the company. He says he'll get back with you. A month later, your idea has been put in the plan, but your boss is getting all the credit from the CEO, which is his dad. Do you let it go and go straight to the CEO next time? Or do you let him know that this was your idea, the CEO? Do you let the CEO know that this was your idea the whole time?
You gotta. Let's learn a lesson, man. You gotta get it in writing. Get it official. You can't speak it. That's gonna cause you more problems down the line. If it's ready, you've been streamlined a month later, now you finally say, oh, he say, she say, I told him this, I told him that, and he already got that shit going, that could fuck you up. It could backfire on you. So you just gotta take that on the chin. It's fucked up. But learn the lesson. Take that L.
Yeah, I say the only way you don't take the L is if you're willing to take the L. Like, if you're willing to get fired and made blackball, say if you like, yo, my money right, I can get another job elsewhere. I'm just going to take this risk and talk to the CEO or send the CEO an email. You know what I'm saying? But just know you're trying to get in. That's going to get in between some family. You know, then that's going to get interesting.
Man,
you
fuck that shit. So, I mean, I'm coming in like this. I'm going to tell my boss information. But my boss is not going to, like, he's going to take it, and he's going to take that idea, and they're going to start doing it. I'm going straight to the CEO. I was like, hey, you know I told him that. He was like, he said he came up with that on his own. I said,
yeah, but that's just a
risk. Here's the blueprint with dates, timestamps, everything on it of where I did the work and showed the graphs and everything that he took.
You adding in factors.
No, but what I'm saying is to make sure that I wasn't doing adding stuff in. I'm coming with proof that he couldn't have got this information unless he got it from somebody else. And I had the information to.
But it was an idea.
That's still adding. You're it's adding. We didn't Listen say that he idea. Had all that. We said it's an idea.
I need a green.
He spoke
green
with him. He spoke to
and I'm just gonna tell him, hey, this is where this idea came from. I'm going to
okay,
CEO.
So okay, that's the answer. You're gonna go with to the CEO.
Proof.
All
right. Well, there's no proof other than your
word. That's what I'm saying. There is no proof. That's what we're trying to tell
you. There's no proof other than your word. Whereas, like, you can't really say, because he just took your idea, but he implemented it. It's going on for a month.
Yeah.
The blueprints was a month ago, bruh. they already implemented it. We don't change.
Yeah, we're saying like, well, the damage has been done. Like, so you are you gonna like, go?
Here's an email and, from 2 months ago.
Talk to a father that said that your son's a liar, and he's taking credit for my shit, and deal with the consequences, or are you just gonna let it go?
I will go to the.
And CEO. Next time, do what you're saying you should do.
I mean, personally, I'm still going to CEO. Like, first, I'm going to my boss. Like, hey, you, what do I get for this idea? If you ain't coming with nothing, I'm going to the CEO. Now, if I had to take that L, I'm going to take that L. Okay, but just know, the next one, I'm not going to give you no idea without a way to destroy it. All
right. So you got the facts and cap for us?
I don't know.
Facts and cap.
Facts and capper. Facts and capper.
More fun. Okay. Should men have the right to vote on women's bodies? Specifically, I'm talking about abortion. So there's abortion law coming. Should men have the right to vote on that? Mm. Brandon, go first.
This is facts and cap. Just three niggas with a plan trying to. This nigga dropped this.
So, three niggas with the plan.
Yeah, this nigga true.
All right, that's it. Oh, shit.
We need copyright shit.
Spoiler alert. Ain't that copyright? I just played a little clip.
Go ahead, bro.
Shit, man, I have free the right. Promotion. Honestly, I feel like it takes two to have a kid. So should they have a say-so if you could have an abortion? Yes. But if you choose to still keep this kid, that man should not have to pay child support. And should not have to be a part of that life.
I think you misunderstood the question.
I'm going to ask it again. Should you have the right to vote? I said there's a bill coming out that says women are not allowed to get an abortion. Should you have the right to vote? Should you have a say-so on that, on women's choices?
I don't think nobody does.
What?
And I say this because it's like, all right, that's between the two people that impregnated. Like, this should be a.
It should be a law.
It should be a law. This should be a decision between two people. So I guess my answer is
no. You shouldn't have anything to do with it. You men.
No, like, if this ain't a man woman.
I think it is.
I mean, from the way you're asking the question.
All right, I'm going to let him think about it a little bit more.
Because I don't
see. I think that no, we shouldn't.
Why?
Just because, I already feel, like, how I'm going to tell you about your own body. Like, you're not allowed to get an abortion because then you got to start thinking about, say we're voting on abortion, like you said. Then it turns into, what if this person was raped? What if your daughter was raped and got pregnant? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And because I voted against it, or women's rights, where it probably, if women vote on it, I probably might be more comfortable knowing that this is how women feel. It's not my body. I can't get pregnant. There's certain things that I don't go through like the female body does. You know what I'm saying? Like, a woman experiences things that I don't. You know what I'm saying? So I'm here for, you know, women and their causes. If that's, I think if you get 10 women together and you do the abortion thing, I think 9 to 8 out of 10 women will be like, no, like, we want an abortion. Like, we want to be able to have that right to get an abortion. Not necessarily that they want an abortion, but they want to have that right. You know what I mean? I think that that's what it would be. So, I mean, I think that's the only thing I could really think about when you're talking about voting on a woman, like, is literally something about like, as far as, like, abortion and whatever. I just feel like that's not our place. And usually the people that are anti
abortion are like older white men who read the Bible from, you know what I'm saying, that are like Christian men, and the Bible's full of kind of rapey stuff sometimes. So, yeah, I mean, that's what it is. I think it's just like, oh, like what does an old 57-year-old, 68, 70-year-old white man, why should he be voting on what a woman's body?
Or 18 and young.
Yeah, Latino. Even an 18-year-old, like, why should they be, you know what I'm saying?
That's not why? Thing. Maybe because, yeah, I don't know why.
Yeah, I was about there's to say, no it reason. Doesn't really affect you can really you. Think about it. Like, if you really sit there and you think about it, you can't.
I guess
really
it feel breaks it down to is it should it just be gender? Yeah, because it affects them. Yeah, I guess we.
Yeah, know your role, nigga.
So once again, it's some shit that it's downfall for us. But I honestly feel
like I
don't even
take that personally. Like,
I take it personally.
I'm staying out of like.
But I will.
But like, when it comes down to the voting part, I get the voting on it.
That's what he's talking about. The whole thing is about voting. I think you
look. But at it, I'm like, looking at the bigger picture.
You're looking at it like I have a say so with my personal situation with my girl. Yes, you do. You do have a say so. I mean, at the end of the day, she's still gonna do what she want to do. But yes, so you have a right to give an opinion. I mean, it's her body. You have a say so to an extent.
But if they made a law that say abortion is illegal, and if the majority of people vote on it, it would become illegal. The question is, only girls can vote on that law.
No, the man should have a part of it.
Why?
And we need to know why.
Because the man is part of that whole situation. So I'm saying, like, say I'm a guy. 49 years old, right? Mm-hmm. Ain't never had a kid. This is my first chance to have a kid, and I think abortion is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I should have a say so on that. Because I've always wanted a kid. This is my first time with someone pregnant.
Fuck out of here. You feel like giving birth, nigga?
Can I finish? I just feel like sometimes it's not, like, they make it all about the women in this situation. When in,
she got to carry a baby.
Okay.
Go get somebody pregnant and want to have a baby with you, 49-year-old man.
I'm just saying.
She don't want to have one with you.
That's a good point.
So it's always
about the woman.
She got to carry the baby.
All right.
So she don't want to have your baby. And you're like, man, I wish there was a law that could be like, once you get pregnant, bitch, my say-so says you should have a baby. So you're forcing this girl to have a baby that don't want to have your baby. So, that's crazy.
Let's reverse it.
You have 49 years to find a compatible bitch that won't get you, that won't have your fucking kid.
I get that, but let's look at it from the opposite
side. What are you talking about?
Look at it from the opposite side.
Ain't no problem. What's the opposite side, bro?
I don't want no kids.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna take care of no kids. I'm not financially stable to take care of no kid. I'll pay for this abortion.
Mm-hmm. But
she wants to have the kid.
Okay, it's her body. That's consistent with what I'm saying.
So should I have to pay?
If it's her body,
should I have to pay?
That could be debatable if you have to pay, but that's not necessarily about his question. His question is should.
I'm speaking about voting
as a whole now. He's talking about voting. You're talking about child support payment.
If I don't have no say so on the baby, then y'all should have no say so on baby when after it's come out neither.
I can agree with the baby.
As far as just abortion or no abortion, that is still your body. I can't.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I disagree with you at.
But how? If you can't, if
you're gonna make so you're willing, so if you really wanted a baby,
I'm not saying I agree.
Brandon, let's say that you're 34 years old, you really wanted to have this baby, you got your girl pregnant, she don't want to, she wanna have an abortion. Let's say if it was legal, like say you had to sign your name off for this girl to get an abortion, you would be mad if she did it, like you would force this girl to have a baby?
I got a rebuttal.
There should be some paperwork that says that once you have this child, this is my kid. You have zero responsibility.
But what I'm saying is, what you're not thinking about is you signing a paper saying that she has to have your baby is basically forcing her to carry a baby. She has to sit out of work. She has to miss work. She has to deal with the morning sicknesses and all the tribulations. Women die when they have babies. Black women are mistreated when they go to the hospital.
So now this is one-sided. It's one-sided.
I mean, if you want, if you're, it's not like your ego is in the way of that situation. What I'm saying is, you don't have, everything I just
explained. You're not looking for me from both sides.
What I'm saying is, no, let me say what you're making. What I'm saying to you is, you have no idea what pregnancy is. You could have, yes, you have a child.
We both were irresponsible.
You have no idea what women go through when they're pregnant, how they feel. You have none of that. And you're trying to say that you should... You should be able to be like, well, you still should have a baby, and I'll just take care of it.
No, what I'm
legally.
Saying is,
no, nigga, you're not carrying the baby.
If they have the same right to make that decision, or whether they're caring or not caring.
I don't care at all.
No, because I get what you're saying. I agree, as long as it's equal.
Well,
like, let's say she chooses to have this kid, and I don't want this kid.
Okay, I get that.
I shouldn't have no part of it.
Listen, I think you know, I understand. We already agree with that part. That part is already counted. Where you're saying where if she... It should be like, if you don't want to have a baby and she do, that you should be able to sign off, and she should be, and you she shouldn't be able to ask you for no help, no support, blah, 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 blah. We already agreed to that. I understand that. That's not the question at hand.
Pretty much talking about abortion, period.
Yeah, like, that's not the question.
But
you were saying that men, if a woman gets pregnant, and because a man hasn't had a baby, he's 40, let's say he's 49 years old, that...
He should be able to vote.
He should be able to vote that she has to carry the baby.
He has to keep the baby.
Because I want to keep it, and I'll just take care of it. But what I'm saying is...
I don't agree with that. The reason why, I know that was one of
because a lot of women could die from pregnancy.
Or just they don't want to be pregnant.
Yeah.
I don't... I should... It's 50-50.
You're controlling her body.
But I'm saying, I'm making a rule. If you get pregnant, you should have a reason to keep it. You only... Because I want to. No. But... The flip counter argument to that we ain't talking about is people say babies are, they're alive. You're killing the baby. Slaughter game.
And that baby ain't nothing but a goddamn blob.
I mean, some people feel like babies, they're real babies at that point. They're,
I mean, keep your baby there.
Huh?
Shit, keep your baby there.
Now, my whole thing
is
like, I'm not trying to.
It's a divisive. It's
I don't ever want to make it seem like I'm trying to tell a woman what to do with her body. But I feel like as easy as she can say she don't want to have it, and she doesn't have it, there should be some type of...
Nah, you can't be out here. Y'all niggas be talking about double standards on here all the time.
That is
it. It's only one person carrying the baby, bro. It's only one. So it shouldn't be equal. You should be able to voice your opinion, yes. Like, y'all really want to have this baby, la 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 la. But if she really don't want to be pregnant, then that's just what it is. I feel like that's something you just gotta let go.
See, I agree with that standpoint as if my feelings shouldn't involve her. It should be about the baby at that point. And nothing to do with the man. The abortion laws at that point should be about the baby. It's about, should we consider murder? And that's a different...
I don't think it should just be about the baby. I think it should also be about the woman, too. Because the woman is the one carrying the baby.
So
like, your life is...
We shouldn't... I should have. If you're voting on this, it's strictly on the aspect of you think that's killing a child, not for the aspect of
okay. If it's not,
I don't want to raise a child or not.
All right, then cap.
Next, can't say sorry. Facts of cap. This generation of men are worse due to social media.
Through social media?
Due to social media. Social media has caused this generation of men to be worse.
I don't think they're worse. That's cap. I don't think it's worse. I think it just put a magnifying glass on it. You know what I'm saying? It turned into
a magnifying glass make something worse?
I don't think it makes it worse because, like, niggas got granddaddies that had four kids up the street.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It was more teen pregnancies. It was like mad NBA young boys back in the day. Like, none of that, like, niggas had crack eras. Daddies was slinging crack and going to jail and murderers and getting and held down for life. Like, I think that every generation has its flaws. I think that it's easier to notice the flaws, though, on social media. I don't necessarily think that it makes the generation worse because there's a lot more positive. There's also, I'm not going to say it's a lot more positive, but there the things that were negative then may not be negative now. Like, teen pregnancy is going down. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just think that's nitpicky to say. Mm. I think it's nitpicky. And like you said, there's never been a time where we can literally see everything going on. So I don't think the generation is necessarily worse. But I think that it just seems worse because we can see everything.
Brandon?
Facts of cap. Social media has made this generation of men worse.
I think that's cap.
Why?
I feel like as a man, you're going to be a man. And I don't think social media is the issue. It's that in each generation, niggas have their morals or how they going to move. I don't think it's social media that's making a move. Social media make it more visible, but
you think they are who they are already?
Yeah.
Before even social, well, I think for the most part, yeah, there are niggas who just become crazy for social media. But I get what you're saying.
Niggas may like now you got a phone in your hand. Like, yeah, it's more visible. You can see it.
But like black youngster is an ignorant ass nigga, regardless.
But he's been an ignorant ass nigga before the Instagram and with the Instagram. He's the same nigga.
I heard both of y'all say it's the magnifying glass. It's the magnifying glass. I think it might be facts, man. I think that clout is a disease, a new disease. It's a disease that wasn't as prevalent back in the other generation.
You think niggas were trying to get clout right then?
Do, yeah, but not to the extent as they are now.
Because they had the same ability.
They don't have that same ability. So social media magnifies everything, like y'all said.
Okay, but can I ask you something? Can I ask you something? Do you need to finish what you're saying? My bad. I don't want to interrupt. I just asked.
I might forget, but
go ahead, bro. I'll ask you out there. Go ahead.
What I'm saying is it magnifies a lot of the positive information. But I think the spread of bad information, misinformation, is at an all-time high from my uneducated guess.
Mm-hmm.
And the cloud is trolling. Is that a trolling used to be goddamn like a respectful art. Back in the day, I feel like. Mm-hmm. Like in the early, like you could, like a troll was the troll. Like everybody got the troll. Now the troll is, trolling was the minimum. Like you know, yeah, I'm not saying it right. Trolling was not the norm. It was like the occasion. Now, facts and real life is the occasion on social media. Everything is a troll.
So when we say this generation, like what generation are we speaking of? Hold on, Brandon gotta take his annual bathroom break, y'all. So when we talk about this generation, like what is the, like what are we talking, what is this generation? Are we this generation? Are we this generation?
We're part of it. We're like the, in my opinion,
we're the tail end of like what they consider this generation. We're
the tail end of the last great generation before social media.
So we're not
born into the matrix.
Like, we understand both generations. The generation both. Before generation after.
Yeah, we got different.
So this generation, let's just say
people
young
are
men,
born into it.
Let's say 25, 26, 18 or whatever, right?
Maybe even a little younger than that, but
yeah.
They grew okay. up on social media. We didn't grow up on social media.
Yeah, the generation that grew up on social media.
Yes.
Okay. So
suicide is at an all time high.
The question is it? It is?
I kind of made that up. But
okay.
I think it is, though. It sounds good, though.
But is it?
I think it is. So, look,
this is my question that I have.
Social anxiety. Anxiety is okay. The all-time. Okay. I know for a fact.
So, look, this is the question that I'm asking.
And we kind of changed it. It was about men.
But, yeah. So, this is the question. This is the people. Question that I'm asking. This generation of men, right?
No, we're talking about this. We can expand it.
Okay. Let's just say this generation, period. Right? People. I think social media, that the only thing we're focusing on is social media. You feel me? Like, if we look at this generation, other things are being done that have never been done before, though. You know what I'm saying? Like,
why don't exist outside of social
media? There's a lot more, maybe for you. There's a lot more.
For black kids?
Let's say there's a lot more millionaires. There's a lot more, like, everybody is more smarter. Like, there's other. There's other positive things
I agree.
That we doing that the other generations didn't do. You know what I'm saying? Even if we go to as far as like our own civil rights, like think about what we got accomplished this year, even though we shouldn't even have to do this. But we've moved the goalposts a little bit.
You think civil rights?
I'm not saying that. I think we're always gonna be discriminated.
No. I mean, like, if you look at the civil rights movement in the '60s compared to our civil rights movement now, I don't think we hold a candle.
No, we don't. But what I'm saying is, but that's the only. But that's one generation.
So the boycott.
That's one generation. What I'm saying is, when we're saying generation, we're considering all generations. Yeah. So the majority would say, yes, the '60s is the golden era for civil rights.
Yes.
What's the next one?
You know what I mean? Like, I'm saying we're up there with that. We're yes. making positive things.
Okay,
what
I'm saying is the 60s, but maybe yeah. we can fuck with the 30s.
Maybe so. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm saying is like when we, I hate when people say that generational shit because it seems like they're just focusing on one thing, or maybe it's a personal thing that they have. Like, oh, this nigga don't treat me right, or the past four niggas ain't treating me right. This generation of men is fucking terrible ass niggas.
Generalizations.
Yeah, it's a generalization. Like, we all come from bad, like a generation has bad issues with something. You know, you think somebody in the 70s wasn't saying, man, I missed the fucking 50s when, you know what I'm saying, this happened. You just gonna say that you missed some shit when it was the best part of your life. You know what I mean? That's how I look at it. So.
All right, last one. Facts of cap. Can you be friends or intimate with somebody who has a different political affiliation with you?
Can you be friends?
You be friends. Like, they voted. If you voted for Biden, they voted for Trump. If they believe in.
You can. I can see why it wouldn't work, though. But can we? Y'all have to be very open to each other.
Can we twist the question a little bit just to make it more interesting?
Go ahead.
Because your partner. Your mate, your...
I said intimate too. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
I'm saying, I know you, but you put the friend in there to make it. Let's just say, like, just your
spouse. Can you be... I think you married from my opposite political affiliation.
I wouldn't... 10 times out of 10, I wouldn't recommend, but do I think that it's possible? Yes. Do I think that y'all would both have to have open mind and just respect each other's views? Yeah, you would. Do I think that more than likely it's not going to work? Yes. But I'm going to say facts just because I think that it's possible.
I agree.
But I wouldn't recommend it.
I agree.
Oh, no, man.
Like I said, that's not going to be my first option, yeah, but like, I get it. Like,
I probably wouldn't date no Trump supporter. You know what I mean? Like,
and see, it's not even, like Trump made this shit harder to answer this question.
Divisive.
Just like, let's George say, Bush.
If it was George Bush, give it like, George Bush. He got some views.
He's got some good tactics, but Trump is a lot of policy.
That's the Antichrist. Like,
well, some people feel the same way about Biden, but.
Right, he ain't, I don't like really. This one right now, hey.
Or let's say that your girl doesn't necessarily Trump, but she don't fuck with Biden because he made the what you call it laws, the crack laws, the drug laws, or
they both touch little
the crime bill and all that. You know what I'm saying? Like she's still upset about that.
Upset about
it might be hard in your household,
or just be like,
historically,
but you know, you see Biden. Biden been sniffing on little girls' hair for years.
I see some of the flicks.
Trump, he bought them. What's the name? Epstein.
So it's like
really right now we're trying to fight the lesser of two evils and hope.
I get it. Well,
some people stand on the evil. I'm good with my. Somebody said this new Trump racist. We back to the old racism, the normal racism we used to. We grow up. Grandma's racist. This new shit is just.
Yeah.
So
you know, one day I asked my grandma, this is like right before she died, I asked her, because I never asked her. My grandma grew up in Talladega, Alabama.
You ain't been, go.
And I asked her, yeah, it's a beautiful nice. Place. I asked her,
shaking baby.
I was like, what was it like in civil rights era, you know what I'm saying, growing up? And she was like, to be honest with you, it really wasn't that bad. She was like, because we stayed where we was at, they stayed where they was at. I really think that's probably the worst thing to happen to black people, bro. It's integration, bro.
We're going to debate that one of these days.
But
next episode, Facts of Cap is integration.
That was on y'all ever played Black Car Revolt?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
There was a question on there. What's the worst thing that happened to black people?
Hey, bro, we gotta play that shit this week, man. Or tomorrow or something.
Damn, I don't
know. Hey, we coming to the crib for the Gucci, Gucci Jeezy battle?
We're going to be somewhere. It's hard to be sober at your house. I don't know. So, we're going to wrap this up. Episode 21, man.
Hey, black women, stop calling the police on niggas. If you really ain't got no reason to call the police.
Please.
I have no smoke with nobody.
Well, yo.
I've been there, done that, and I'm out. 21.